Bienvenidos and welcome to another episode of Spain on a Fork. Today we have such an exciting show as we're going to grab a head of cabbage, truly one of the best ingredients at supermarkets because it's heart healthy and affordable, and create an extraordinary recipe. We're talking creamy garlic cabbage. Now the beauty of this dish, besides the fact that it's effortless to put together and made with simple everyday ingredients, is that it comes together in about 30 minutes, yet the flavors feel like they've been simmering for hours and hours. Folks, serve this creamy cabbage next to some pan-grilled fish, a crunchy baguette to mop up all that goodness, and of course a bottle of Spanish white wine, gonna have yourself a fabulous meal. All right, let's just jump right into this. I'm gonna fill a stock pot with some water. You wanna go to about the halfway point. Then we'll season generously with sea salt and heat it with a high heat. In the meantime, let's start prepping the cabbage. I'm gonna start by removing 1 to 2 of the outer leaves from a head of green cabbage. The size of the head that I'm using is 1 pound, which is about 450 grams. And I'll tell you, for this recipe, you can also use purple cabbage if you like. Then we'll cut the head into 4 evenly sized pieces. Cut off the core from each piece. And then thinly slice each piece into slices that are 1 centimeter thick, which is a little over 1/4 inch. Then we'll add the sliced cabbage into a colander and rinse it under some water. Once the water comes to a boil in the stock pot, we'll add in the sliced cabbage. And we're gonna boil it between 2 to 3 minutes or until it's just tender. After about 3 minutes and the cabbage is just tender, this is ready to go. And I tell you, don't want to overboil it, otherwise it's gonna end up with a mushy texture. At this point, I remove the stock pot from the heat and drain the cabbage into a colander and rinse it under some cold water. This is gonna stop it from cooking. For the next step, let's make the cream sauce. I'm gonna heat a large fry pan with a medium heat and add 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, which is 45 milliliters. Important to use the good stuff here, as this is what truly makes the difference. Link where you get the Spanish one I'm using in the description box below. After a couple minutes, I'm gonna add 8 cloves of garlic that I roughly chopped. You can use less garlic here if you like. For me, the more garlic you add, the bigger the flavor of this dish. And we'll mix the garlic around continuously. That way it doesn't brown too quickly and it all evenly sautés. After about 1 minute and the garlic is nice and fragrant, you don't want to brown it too much. I'm gonna add in 1 tablespoon of all-purpose flour, which is 9 grams. And we're gonna continue to mix this and go for about 2 minutes on the flour. This is enough time to cook off the raw flavor in it. That way it doesn't overpower the flavors of the sauce. After cooking the flour for about 2 minutes, I'm gonna add in 3/4 of a cup of milk, which is 180 milliliters. I'm using low fat, but you can also use full fat, non-fat, or even plant-based one to easily veganize this recipe. We'll also add in 3/4 of a cup of vegetable broth, which once again is 180 milliliters. You can also use chicken broth here, or even beef broth if you like. 1 teaspoon of dried oregano, which is 1 gram. And 1/2 teaspoon of dried thyme, which is 1/2 gram. And we're gonna continue to mix this and go for a couple minutes until we end up with a slightly creamy sauce. After about 5 minutes, and we've ended up with a slightly creamy sauce, we'll season with sea salt and freshly cracked black pepper and give it a mix. Then we'll add in our boiled cabbage and give it a mix until everything's well mixed together. And then we'll lower it to a low heat and simmer this for a couple minutes or until the cabbage is heated through. After simmering the cabbage for about 3 minutes, I'm gonna turn off the heat. Add in 2 tablespoons of grated cheese, which is 15 grams. I'm using a Spanish manchego, but you can use whatever cheese you like. And squeeze in 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, which is 15 milliliters. And we'll give it 1 final mix until it's well mixed together. Then we'll transfer the mixture into a serving dish and top it off with some chopped chives. Check it out, our creamy garlic cabbage is done. Easy to make, beautiful presentation, and all done in about 30 minutes. Let's give this a try and see how it turned out. As always, folks, now it's time for the moment of truth. Let's see how this tastes. You gotta say it looks absolutely beautiful. Here we go. This right here is quite possibly one of the best cabbage recipes I've ever tasted in my life. So many great flavors in there. The cabbage is beautifully cooked with absolutely no mush in there. Then you have that cream sauce that takes us to the next level with so much garlic goodness. Easy to make, heart healthy. You would try at home. Once again, next to some pan-grilled fish, a crunchy baguette, and a bottle of Spanish white wine from the beautiful region of Alicante, you're gonna have yourself a fabulous meal. Real quick before I go, a shout out to a couple of my patrons, John Kachanowski, John Dayan, and Juan Iturri. And guys, thank you so much for being patrons of Spain on a Fork. You know how much I appreciate you. Enjoyed today's video, hit that like button, leave me a comment below, and if you're not subscribed, don't forget to smash that subscribe button and click on the bell icon. That way you can get notified every time I release new content and to become a part of the Spain on a Fork family. Till the next time, hasta luego.